Hello, hola, bonjour. Tune in every Tuesday to the Dear God Podcast.
¿Y qué pasó?
Nah, we talking like it's 1995. Let go of that Wi-Fi. Let's laugh and cry, but never say goodbye. Primos y primas, ¿qué lo que? And welcome, bienvenidos to the Dear God, Are We There Yet? The podcast con tu prima favorita. Soy Alicia Sanchez. And yes, this podcast is bilingual. Ahora, Dear God in this context, for my movement is whatever or whomever you want it to be. It can be the universe, religious God, Buddha, self, nature, lo que sea para ti. Dear God, Are We There Yet? Is a lifestyle community of question seekers. The goal is simple, to empower thought-provoking conversation, share happiness, and of course, never stop asking questions like it's 1995. Bueno, vamos a hablar. Don't forget to check out the YouTube channel where I talk about self-growth, budgets, and business, and the passion to empower, and so much. Oh, all right. Vamos a hablar. Which conversations need to be talked about? Which conversations need to be spoken about? Which conversations are we not listening or hearing, or when they need more light? Bueno, yo tengo mucha cosa a hablar, como siempre, right? Pero this podcast today is about those conversations. La conversación que nosotros oímos en la comunidad, en nuestra familia, en nuestras amistades. And like we feel so passionate about them that we want to talk about them, that we want to share them. And these conversations can be dramatic, they can be big, they can be very small. And so la razón que yo tengo Dear God, Are We There Yet? Comenzó con solamente hablar de nuestra historia, like our stories, you know, and what motivates us, what empowers us. Y comenzó bien sencillo. It started very, very, you know, simple. Y después creció, it grew into something a little bit more different, where we have people on the show talk about different topics and asking these questions to the universe. Entonces me puse a pensar, yo digo, yo quiero ser un poquito más con Dear God, Are We There Yet? Yo quiero ser algo más grande. And it's to highlight the questions and conversations within the community, within people, within the world that needs to be spoken about or needs to have the spotlight on them. You know, so we talk about here in our community, we talk about here in the world, here in the U.S., about things that are important, about, you know, children that are going to school right here in the U.S., in the States, that go to school hungry. You know, why is that? Why? How can we help that? And yo quiero saber la historia, yo quiero saber las conversaciones que uno está teniendo entre nosotras, entre la comunidad, nuestra familia, nuestras amistades, que la gente a lo mejor no saben, you know, like, we probably don't know from a larger scale. We talk about immigration, we talk about poverty, we talk about homelessness. Those are, of course, those are in a huge level of conversation that they always should be shining bright. Pero how about in our homes, or not even in our homes, or in our communities where it hits us the most? You know, I've heard this statement before, like, you know, that cancer, for example, is kind of like the new cold. You know, everybody's getting it, everybody has it. And until you know someone very close to you, you don't know that feeling, right? I mean, you don't have to know that feeling. You shouldn't have to know that feeling, but it's true. They say that when you know someone going through whatever it is, it hits home. So if you know somebody specifically that has been through, that has had domestic violence or child abuse or a rape, you feel more inclined because you're just like, oh my God, it hit home. But there's so many conversations and topics out there that they don't have to hit home, but they do still need a light to shine on. And I guess that's what I'm trying to do with Dear God, Are We There Yet? Is to put a spotlight on conversations and questions that the world, not necessarily, but the communities need to know, and how we can go ahead and impact them and help them. And this is where I'm coming to you on this podcast, is like, which stories do we need to hear about? You know, is it a child that, you know, he's struggling and he needs help with something? You know, it could be something where he's, you know, he might need a psychologist, or he might need a therapist, and he's in a home where he cannot get that right now because he's probably in a single family home or whatever, how can we help him directly and not just from a wider spread? Because those are conversations and questions that need to be heard. You know, how can parents, single parents, get more resources and aid per se, not necessarily money, but aid, education or knowledge or tools? And I'm really passionate about, I've always been passionate about kids. A mí me encanta lo niño. If you know me, I've always been, I mean, my mom had a daycare for so many years. She owned her own daycare, and I was always around kids. Even I remember living in Massachusetts as a child, my mom had her own home daycare. And I was always around that, and my mom was always around that as far as, you know, educating children and just taking care of them. And then I ended up having La Soy Cafe, que otra experiencia, estar con niño, to a different level. And it's just like something about kids, they do something to me. And now being a mom, I see my baby, I see my child, I see what I want to do, what I don't want to do. And it hits home to me. And before we had our baby, it always hit home to me. But now more than ever, living in this world, I'm asking, what are the conversations and questions, you know, regards to family planning or around the home or budgeting or education or the tools or encouragement or motivation that kids need? And I want to hear from you guys about the conversations and topics that need to be heard as a whole. Like, what's happening in our communities that need a voice, and they're not heard because, you know, probably larger organizations, or maybe they're going under the table. And I guess that's why I'm doing these IRLs, because I want to hear from people in different communities about things that, where can we shed light to this, you know, where can we shed light, and how can we shed light, and why are we not asking questions, and why are we not questioning everything about anything and everything? And so today's podcast is really about which stories need to be heard, you know, which stories and families or communities need help in something. Because yo tengo un deseo, y todo el mundo tiene un deseo. I know that so many people have a desire to help, right? If I tell you today, would you help XYZ? Would you want to be involved with XYZ? Automatically, you're going to be like, yeah, however I can. And we feel like, automatically, we feel like we need to have thousands of dollars and millions of dollars to help someone. And that's not the case. Like, that's not always the case. And that's the part that I am always like, you know, time is actually the most valuable thing that you can do. All you can do is just helping someone to do whatever it is that they want to do. And maybe you don't know someone, but your network of people will know someone. What are the stories that need to be heard when it comes to children, when it comes to animals, when it comes to families, when it comes to individuals? You know, there's conversation right now where women are not being paid what they're supposed to be, and it's been happening. But now there are people dedicated to making sure that women are getting equal pay. Like, but how can we get that from a deeper level where it impacts someone directly? Because it just takes one person, right? How are we doing that on every day to make sure that women are being heard? I mean, think of it in your job place where you work right now. If you're a woman, are you being paid equally how like a man, or even more because of your qualifications? And how can you do that as an impact? You know, or kids in your community or your church or the school that they go to, not just be like, oh, yo hice algo en el PTA. No, how can you take a deeper level to say, you know, what can I do to host something for tutoring, or how can I host something in my community? Why is it that we only get involved with certain things when something is highlighted and not naturally? Maybe we just don't know how. Maybe we don't know the conversations. Maybe we don't know the poverty and behind in our backyards. Maybe we don't know the foster care system. Maybe we don't know these things, but how can we? You know, we hear something, we only see it on the news, and we hear them, you know, by someone. But I want to know what these conversations are. I want to know what these questions are. And so I'm inviting you. Today's podcast is all about inviting you, you know, to just respond to this podcast. This is my little SOS. Respond to this podcast and telling me what are the conversations and questions within your community, within your state, within your backyard that needs to be heard. And maybe it's not even your backyard. Maybe you're passionate, you know, about something within your country. Maybe you're from another country. Tú tienes algo que te pica y tú una pasión para ayudar. So hit me up. Hello at DearGodAreWeThereYet.com. This podcast this week is all about what are the questions? I want to know which are these questions and conversations. I know there's a whole bunch that I don't even know about, that I didn't even know, you know, because we all are in our own realms, our own circles, our own environments. Pues sí. I hope you guys enjoyed this very short podcast this week, because this week is really just about I'm reaching out to you guys. There's going to be some I'm interviewing some new guests on the show soon, and I just like to take these little pauses because I know that you guys are listening. And for the my new listeners, oh my God, thank you. I don't know how you found your God, but I thank you and I hope you enjoy it. And I'm trying to bring the best content. It's crazy. It's crazy being a new mom. I freaking love it. But trying to make everything work, and I don't have to know how. I don't have to figure out how it's going to work. I just know that everything that I'm doing is for a legacy for my daughter, for my family. And I appreciate you listening. All my people that listen, keep listening. I love you guys because yo sé que yo hablo mucha plepla, okay? Y alguna vez yo ni estoy organizada, pero te doy la gracia because it's because these listenings, the listenership, I want to continue to use the podcast and I want to continue to use IRL. So if you're in a city and you want me to come to your city to do a little IRL, a meetup, please hit me up at hello at Dear God, Are We There Yet? We can try to make it work, even if it's virtual. But I want to be able to, even though I don't want to make virtual because that's the whole point, an IRL to meet up and vamos a hablar. All right, you guys, hasta la próxima. Thank you so much. And don't forget to check out the YouTube channel and the new podcast, Swag, on the website. Hasta la vista, baby.